Turning back the clock on July 31st, the day in 1928 when the MGM lion roared for the first time. It was at the beginning of the film White Shadows of the South Seas. This British comedy started on this day in 1968.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think we're on the run?
Yes, Dad's Army originally ran from 1968 to 1977.
And he disappeared with smoke coming from his engine, Nascal.
Oh, really?
You think you shot him down?
Well, it was either us or those two Spitfires on his tail.
July 31st birthdays, Aussie singer Russell Morris is 72. His biggest hit came in 1969, written by Johnny Young and produced by Molly Meldrum.
Come and see the real thing, come and see the real thing, come and see.
Australian tennis champion Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley is 69. She won four Australian Open titles and toured Wimbledon in 1971 and again in 1980.
You know, being a first match here after a while, I was actually a bit nervous.
Australian comedian and TV presenter Ernie Dingo turned 64 today. He was on Fast Forward and The Great Outdoors and starred in Crocodile Dundee 2.
The plan was work until you turn up and shot Mick.
Australian golfing champion Peter Senior is 61.
Don't putt anything over 10 feet. I putt around the hole.
Wesley Snipes turns 58 today. The action star got his big break as one of the gang members in Michael Jackson's Bad film clip. Do you remember this?
Nah, see, he up at Doonesbury playing tennis with his turtle shell.
Quinton Cook turns 57. He became singer-producer Fatboy Slim. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling celebrates her 53rd birthday today.
They said to me, could we use your initials? I only have one initial. So I took my favourite grandmother's name, Joanne Kathleen.
And back to the sporting birthdays, former tennis number one Russian Victoria Azarenka is 31.
How good is that?
Finally, the voice of soccer for so many years in Australia, Les Murray, died in 2017, aged 71.
One of the most epic games that I have had the opportunity to witness, and I've seen a few, as you may be able to guess.
Remembering Les Murray on July 31st.